Art of Molecule Podcast. Welcome to our audio logbook from the 74th edition of the Locarno Film Festival. For the second time, the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Basel participated in the festival's so-called Base Camp, a cineastic laboratory of ideas, a truly unique and special cooperation. A group of five young researchers from ETH Zurich and the University of Basel met, discussed, and worked with audiovisual artists from around the world, allowing them to improve their science communication skills and to take a huge leap out of conventional, scientific, in-the-box thinking. Amongst many other things, our researchers were asked to record a daily audio logbook about their Locarno experience, using just their mobile phones as a recording device. In this Art of Molecule podcast, Henan Siuva invites you to follow him on his 10-day base camp journey. Henan is a sociologist from Brazil who joined our NCCR as a postdoc via ETH Zurich Health Ethics and Policy Lab, led by Professor Effi Vajena. So, Henan, tell us all about your base camp experience at the 74th Locarno Film Festival.
My experience at base camp is being amazing. We're having the opportunity to bring like a lot of different approaches from science, from arts, and it's been such an intense week. I would say that it's been kind of a very personal perspective from myself is the quality and the how much interesting people are around, and the quality of the human resources as well. And I decided to record this audio at Rotonda. It is a place that they bring like different approaches of music, food, such a different approach for like cultural diversity as well. I'm pretty happy to be part of it, and I'm sure that it's going to be such a wonderful week. And I would highlight my personal aspiration to be part of this community, not only as a guest, but also to improve the different perspectives that they are incorporating in the film festival. And yeah, so I'm pretty much looking forward to see what's gonna be the next steps of this such a great journey over the next days. So see you soon. Hi everybody, this is Henan Leonel, and we are in our second day in the Base Camp Laboratory of Ideas in the Locarno Film Festival. And here I'm going to tell you what kind of things we are planning, but specifically from my point of view and from the perspective of social sciences and sociology of science and technology. So as long as we have such a great environment to think about strategies of designing movies and how to prepare new projects in film studies, we are having such like an intense conversations with different people from film studies based in Switzerland, like in towns as Geneva or Lausanne, Zurich as well. And these people are being so creative during these days. And for sure, as the group of scientists and in the group from NCCR, we are getting to take advantage of this environment. More specifically, what our group is planning now is to prepare some different projects that will bring like our point of view about science and exchange a little bit more and a little bit more focused on how we design different things. From my personal point of view, it's been very interesting during the conversations in the base camp to understand two sides of the same coin when you are producing a movie. By one side is the technical side, and the other side is the concept or the philosophical concept of movies. So it's been interesting to see how people balance and how these guys, the movie makers, are able to balance these two sides to produce something that can be considered relevant for film festivals like Locarno, Cannes, or other international festivals. So this is what we are going to do. And personally, this is what I am going to approach. And I'll tell you a little bit more tomorrow in the day number 3. Bye.
Art of Molecule Podcast.
I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about the third day in the Locarno Film Festival as part of the team of scientists based in the base camp this year. As sociologists of science and technology, for me it's very interesting to see how people and professionals approach technical and social sides of their experiences. And in the base camp, I am having such a great agenda with some people working with short movies and producers, movie makers, and people like that. And I'm pretty much interested, as I mentioned in the day number 2, that this is going to be a very interesting way to understand how they balance technical and philosophical concepts to prepare their movies and their projects. As part of the day number 3, I'm collecting as much information as I can from people at base camp and trying to reach them during the social events promoted by the organization, and also to know a little bit more about their personal lives as well, and how we could exchange like informations and also pretty like pleasant conversations about how they approach science and technology or technical issues during the movie maker process. My motivation to do it is because as lay people, we always watch movies and think that that thing was kind of general, or that there was no technical issues or no problems about making movies. But in a way, we know that there is a lot of different philosophical things behind movies, but also technical planning to make these movies happen. That's why I'm pretty much interested on this approach to reach these people and see how they are negotiating new topics and how they are producing new films and short films as long as they are kind of learning how to face technological issues during the process. So I hope I can bring a little bit more tomorrow and then day number 4. And I see you soon. Hello everyone, this is Renan Leonel, and today I'm going to give you some perspectives about our project that we are working on. First Impressions. It is an installation that we are planning to collect science and art and bring them together to inform people from film studies, movie makers, and other creative professionals how to represent science in an artistic way and to let them know what kind of approach scientists give to those pictures. It has been very interesting to see how different people understand the pictures in a different way. And we hope that this project will be something particularly relevant for the environment here, since there is a lot of people involved in art and representation, animation. So we are pretty much looking forward to see how this interaction will be over the next days. And the main idea of this is to collect narratives and discourses about the artistic perspective of science and to promote a broader dialogue between professionals from science and professionals from the world of art. We'll see how this interaction is gonna be, and I am very, very much looking forward to tell you what people see in that collage and in the installation. So I'll give you more details tomorrow. See ya.
Art of Molecule Podcast.
Today is day number 5 at the base camp of the Locarno Film Festival. Today's been a very active day since we arrived, because there is a lot of different activities around the camp, and our MCCR researchers are having a lot of different interactions in different workshops today. I would just to let you know that we already collected some reactions from our First Impressions installation in the main corridor of the base camp, where people are now interacting, asking questions about what the heck this is. It is basically a very interesting way to see how they react in front of pictures and scientific representations. Also today, we had a very interesting conversation in our workshop about video essays, and there's going to be a very interesting perspective to the next days in the camp, as long as we had a very interesting speech from the famous movie maker Kevin B. Lee, who is entitled as Professor of Movie Studies from the Locarno Film Festival Award. It was particularly interesting to see how, in a very interesting way, making movies are a lot related to making science, in the way that there is an open-ended process, and movie directors and professionals usually don't have a clear perspective about what they're going to do and how their movies are going to be finished. So in this way, I'm pretty excited to see how perspectives on art and cinema are very and strongly interrelated to perspective of producing science and letting science to tell us what's going to be the next questions for the future approach on science as well. So we'll see what's happening, but things are starting to be very, very active here. See ya in the next day. Today in the base camp, we launch our new project, Concept Design, which we are trying to reach some epistemic and philosophical approach about how scientists, artists, and filmmakers do their projects and how they implement their projects based on the source of technologies and infrastructure they have access. And the idea is to make this approach on the social technical environment of doing science, doing films, and doing art as similar agendas. As part of the first interview in the session of interviews we are preparing, I interviewed the filmmaker Kirthgen. He is a guy living in Lausanne, and he's preparing a very interesting work during these days in the base camp and in the Locarno Film Festival. And we've been talking a little bit about his project Jigen, which is already a short movie that he made. And in this movie, he was explaining how he captured some psychological disorders and how he represented these psychological issues of a character in his short movie. Over the next days, we will reach some artists and designers and other professionals from the creative world to collect information about how they deal with this two ideas of concept and design to prepare their projects and in what ways we can understand this as something particularly common both for art, science, and film. So see you tomorrow. Hello everybody, this is Renan Leonel, and today is the day number 7 and at our stay in the base camp at the Locarno Film Festival. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about our amazing experience from yesterday night that we launched our main project, Bioscience. And in this project, we collected some samples of bacteria from objects of people from the base camp. And we are going to bring these samples to Basel and grow in the laboratory. So this is going to be a very interesting way to produce what I call as co-production of bioartistic entities. Because usually art is being made by different materials or paintings or whatever, but in this case, we are trying something different because we are producing art from the perspective of the scientists as well. The weather is amazing in Locarno, and I've been talking with people during our activities, and they are all saying like,
yeah, we definitely should come to Locarno more often. Like, it's just 2 hours and a half from Zurich, or people are definitely in their experience here is being very, very pleasant because we are having such a good time exploring the city, but also running our projects. Something else that is particularly interesting for me is that during the afternoons, a lot of people stay at the camp doing their personal projects. And to be honest, this is, I think, my case as well, because today I've been doing a kind of a curation of my little project that's going to be integrated in our team's package of projects. And we call it Epistemic Essays, Art, Sciences, and Film, which is being like very, very pleasant to collaborate. Yeah, so let's see what happens, and we'll keep you posted on our social media channels. Bye. Here is the day number 8 of our stay in the Locarno Film Festival, and today I was clear that I am not in my 20s anymore because we are all getting tired of such a week of a lot of events, socializing, movies, projects, and it's actually very intense. Like, our experience in the base camp is being intense, and but it's also being very surprising the way we are getting our things done. Because I think we are doing some interesting collaborations with people who are interested on science during our stay. Curiously enough, today in the morning, people came by my table in the breakfast and said, like, oh, we definitely liked your project about the bacteria that we are growing, and people are kind of interacting day after day because they want to do some like personal art with our samples. This is actually something that is being interesting as part of our work here. And I think the diversity of other projects that we launched shows that we are paying attention to some aspects, for like epistemic aspects and also some sociological aspects of this relationship of scientists, artists, and filmmakers. And I am like very sure that this is being a very interesting way to start new projects. Like, I think we are experimenting a lot, and this first exposure to new experimentation will be very interesting. And just a final curiosity, like, day after day recording these audios, I'm feeling more like secure, and it's being easier to record them. In the first 3 days, I've been like struggling to record something that can be like useful. But right now, I think I'm more relaxed to do some audios with good information. So I can say that this is already an interesting learning of our stay here. So I come back tomorrow. See you. We are today in the day number 9 in our stay in the Locarno Film Festival's base camp. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been doing now that the event is reaching to the end. It's been like very fascinating to see how much things we did during this almost 10 days and to take a little bit like more experiences from the town of Locarno, I decided to go and visit a gallery in the downtown called Gisla Art Collection. And I was surprised by the quality of the curation and a little bit like trying to know a little bit more about the city around base camp and around the festival, because sometimes we go to events and we forget to know more about the local culture. And that was a great experience. And right now, I feel that the event is about to end. So I'm kind of promoting more contacts with some people and trying to be sure that we'll be in touch after the event ends. And yeah, so it's been very, very nice. We'll see what's going to happen tomorrow, which is going to be our last day here. And yeah, so we talk tomorrow. Well, this is the last day in the Locarno Film Festival, and it's time to say goodbye. So, these 10 days were amazing. We created a lot of new projects, and we interacted very well with different people in the camp. We also discovered like our artistic side in a way, because we got involved in different activities, workshops, and always like talking about the movies we watched during the day made us like to think a little bit more about our artistic side and creativity, curiosity wise. So yeah, it's been like exhausting because we came from quarantine times in the last year and a half, and we're supposed to 150 participants in a building with two floors. So everything was very intense, and we are definitely now like digesting this last day as one of our kind of a reflexive day. We are kind of thinking like how much thing we did and thinking about future and potential of future projects. How are we going to manage this project we produced here? So it's been like such an interesting day. So, and at least for me, I'm coming back to Zurich, and I will remember of Locarno as a sunny place with people more like extrovert people, a lot of conversations about the differences between being Swiss, but at Lugano and at Ticino and not in the Germanic side of the country. So yeah, this is going to be a very good experience to tell to our friends and colleagues once we are back to the normal life. So I feel pretty happy and very kind of privileged to have this opportunity. So I think this is going to be something to experience in life that we're probably not going to have another opportunity like that. That's why I'm proud of us and proud of all we did here. So I hope you guys are doing well, and goodbye.
This was Hannan Siuva's Art of Molecule logbook from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival. For more information, check our website nccr-mse.ch and follow us on our social media channels.
Art of Molecule.
Podcast. Thank you.